Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. It's Monday. The Steelers played yesterday, and I'm going to say something I've probably said 10 previous Mondays. Wow. I never saw that coming.
Well, you were kind of hoping, though, weren't you?
I mean, yeah, but what I'm saying, though,
three phases, start fast, finish strong, play pretty good in between.
But I never saw that coming. Applies both ways. And, I mean, I have been very surprised by this team's performance, good and bad, throughout most of the season. I don't know what that says about me as a observer slash analyst or what it says about I think that this team might be summed up by an Ike Taylorism, God help us all.
Only get so many chances to make a first impression.
These once in a lifetime opportunities only come around so often. No, and he said the only thing we've been consistent at this year is being inconsistent.
Or
okay.
You could look at it this way. This is the way I choose to perceive it. You and I both came out of training camp thinking this team has some redeeming social value. There are some components here. There are some elements. This team ought to be able to play a pretty good brand of football. That it did not happen so many times. I put not on my observation powers, but on their execution powers. And now they are finally coming around to proving me right.
Well, you know, let me say this. You twisting it around to make yourself look smart, that is something I saw coming. I'll tell you what.
I'm in a pretty good mood. I had no sleep.
Right. We're all a little giddy here.
I'm going Christmas shopping after this.
Oof, good luck with that. And what could be make us more giddy than, I don't know, I really think you look at this game and you can hang the hat on special teams for the win. I mean, 14 of the 21 points in the first quarter, and then their special teams blunders, the Pierman fair catch, and the drop snap, all of that stuff. I mean, in the special teams phase, the Steelers were dominant and won the game that way.
Against a team that's been dominant on its opponents, the Bengals. I got to give a special salute to Mike Tomlin, one of his comments after the game. The special teams gave us the short field. Maybe the greatest understatement in the history of the National Football League.
Right.
The short field consisting of 35 inches.
Maybe.
Pretty short field.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good start.
Well,
you know, the crowd I thought was a little honked off that they didn't call that a safety until they realized, wait a minute, the Steelers get the ball there.
Yeah.
Six is more than two, and seven is more still.
Well, I mean, somebody down at my end of the press box actually said maybe Marvin Lewis should challenge and say, hey, no, that was a safety.
I heard the same thing. I don't think it was, by the way.
No, I don't either. I mean, based on the rule, the way they call it, he was clearly outside or into the field of play based on the plane of the goal line.
Now, maybe he should have just run out of the back of the end zone.
Right, showed a little wherewithal there.
Had a better feel for what was going on, but then maybe he should have had a little better feel on that punt, too.
You know, watch where you're going. I mean, how can you be in that part of the field during a live NFL game? I mean, and he was looking to make a tackle. He was up in there trying to get,
admirable, I know why Jeff Reed used to run away.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Jay Cutler did that Sunday, threw a pick.
Yeah.
And the Browns were in the process of returning it for what turned out to be a touchdown. He just kept drifting back, until he's about 3 feet on the wrong side of the goal line. And then he went over and leaned into the guy as he was going into his celebration. Yeah, coach, I tried to make the tackle.
So you do know there is a way for the Steelers to make the playoffs. You've heard about this?
I have.
Okay.
I knew this last night.
Well, that's the kind of guy you are.
Let me put it this way. I knew they were not eliminated last night.
The details of this. The Ravens have to lose two.
Yes.
The Dolphins have to lose two.
Yes, they do.
The Jets have to win two. To me, that's
– But here's the beauty part. the Dolphins and Jets are playing, so it's really like one less thing that has to happen.
Oh, okay.
Because they're playing the last game of the season.
Okay.
In Miami.
In Miami.
The other one is the Jets hosting Cleveland this week. I'm going to hate myself for saying this, Bob, but I think I like the Jets.
You know, the Steelers do also still have to win two games. The Packers
yes.
kind of
– Chargers got to drop one, too.
Yes. And the Chargers won in Denver on a Thursday night. I don't know.
Still got to play Kansas City, though.
Does Andy Reid have anything to play for then, though?
I would assume.
Unless he thinks he can win that division.
Are they neck and neck with those Broncos?
But they lost to them twice, so – And who knows? Maybe those Broncos are indeed Yonkos. But that's to quote the great Myron Cope. I don't know. At the end of the game, the outcome, did that tell you – what team did you think you learned more about?
Pittsburgh.
What did you learn?
That, in all seriousness, there is some redeeming social value here. The progress they've been making on offense is real. The defense, this just in, seems to be better with Troy Polamalu playing safety instead of linebacker. And I understand it was out of necessity earlier, but they're starting to figure it out on that side a little bit. I thought the Bengals were, other than the special teams meltdowns, they got back in that game a little bit. They showed some wherewithal. They were a two-point conversion away from making that a one-score game. With about 5 minutes left in the game, they were trailing 30-7. That had been their history.
Yeah.
I said a lot of good things about them coming in. I still think they're a very good football team. They lost James Harrison early. Another hit on defense. What'd that put them down? Four starters?
Yeah.
Five? They ran into one of those games where it just wasn't there for them. But they battled pretty good from what Le'Veon Bell said. They kept talking trash the whole night, no matter what was going on. I respect that. So I think the Steelers, all the stuff we said on the pregame show, you got to step up. You can't blow this off. It's a game that counts in the NFL. It's on TV. The film is rolling. Evaluations are being made. What do you got? Who wants to do this and who does not? And I think the vast majority of them wanted to do it.
Yeah, and I really think that is something that, when you're looking to reestablish yourself, I don't want to use the rebuild word because Kevin Colbert doesn't like that word.
Well, he's in a good mood because North Catholic won.
Yeah,
so.
In a better mood because Central Catholic lost. But, I mean, when you're trying to resurrect or recreate the contending kind of atmosphere situation around this team. What you just talked about is, to me, is at the foundation. The want to, the care about it. It means something every time. And, you know, what I liked from the Steelers against the Bengals was, you know, some guys stepped up in some situations. You just referenced they were a two-point conversion attempt away from making it a one-score game. Jarvis Jones gets up in the air and knocks that pass down. I mean, I don't know if that guy was open. I mean, certainly the pass could have been completed for what passes is open now in the NFL. But that's the kind of thing that has been missing. And it's good to see it, but to me it's even better to see it from some of the young up-and-coming guys than maybe some of the old on the other side of the hill guys that, may or may not be here in the near future. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Ho, ho, ho.